Welcome to the This is Mental Wellness podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Woods. Let's dive into today's episode. What's up, friend? All right, on today's episode, we are going to talk all about self-awareness, what it is, why you need it, and I'm going to give you three really simple questions that you can ask to give you some perspective and help you improve your overall self-awareness. And this is honestly one of my favorite topics to explore, to really, implement in my own life and increase my overall self-awareness, but also to educate on and empower you with real actionable steps and tools to gain more insight, because this really is the key to unlocking more fulfillment, better, quality of life. This really is the thing that if you can start to develop the practice of self-awareness and start to understand yourself a little bit better, it is going to help you in every single area of your life. And it really will be the thing that gives you kind of the roadmap of what steps to take, right? So what is self-awareness? It's very simply just the ability for us to see ourselves clearly, right? Kind of like have that objective, outside looking in perspective of ourselves. And this can be so powerful, right? Where we understand the things that we do, then we can kind of start to understand the cause and effect of the different habits that we have, or patterns that we have in our lives, or routines, or different things like that, okay? It also gives us the ability to understand how others perceive us. And think about like your relationships or your job, your business, your career. When we are able to have that self-awareness, it really does help us understand how others perceive us, which can help us to shift our behavior, our interactions, our communication, and our habits sometimes that will really help us get the result that we want or come off in the way that we're meaning to come off. Because sometimes we just don't have that self-awareness there to understand that what we think we're doing or what we think we're saying is not at all coming off that way. And then that's really why we're getting the result or the reaction or the feedback that we are in our relationships or in our lives. So self-awareness really helps you to understand a little bit more how other people perceive you. And then it also helps you to understand how we fit into the world. This is so important, right? Because one of the things that a human need, right? Like a basic human need is meaning, right? Is purpose, is significance. And if we don't really kind of understand who we are, how other people perceive us, how are we going to know where we fit into the world, right? I think, the people that struggle the most with self-awareness are typically the people that most often feel stuck, feel unfulfilled, feel bored, right? And feel a lot of more of those kind of like negative emotions and negative states because they don't have the ability to kind of look inward, observe themselves, and understand, I feel this way because of XYZ, or I'm in this situation, I'm in this job that is not for me, right? Or I'm in this relationship that is not for me, or I engage in these habits that are not for me, and this isn't how I'm designed, right? When we don't have that self-awareness to understand these things, all we know is I'm uncomfortable. I don't like the way I feel. I have constant pressure. I fill in the blank. There's constant turmoil, chaos, whatever. And a lot of that really does come back to just that lack of self-awareness. So it's a really, really powerful thing to start to learn and implement in your own life that helps you understand yourself better, understand the world around you better, and really be able to design a life that feels good to you, that feels in alignment with who you truly are and who you are, working to become. So just a super, super powerful thing. Okay, so there are studies that have been done, and this is why this is so important, right? And why I know that this is something that you are going to want to implement into your life right away as soon as you're done listening to this podcast, okay? People that are more self-aware, right, are typically more fulfilled. They are more confident, They're more creative, they're better communicators, and they rate themselves overall in life to be happier people. Okay, so this is the key to unlocking more fulfillment, confidence, creativity, better communication, which is going to improve your relationships. It's going to improve your career. It's going to improve your finances, all of these kinds of things. There is no downside, right, to becoming more self-aware and really learning some of these strategies and tactics to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three questions that you can ask yourself that will help you increase your overall self-awareness. And then one thing to avoid. Okay. So three questions to ask, one thing to avoid, and then I'm going to give you an example of how to apply this. Okay. So three very simple questions to ask to just start to improve your overall self-awareness. And you could do this at the end of the day. You could do this in a specific situation. If you are wanting to improve a relationship and you want to, you know, like really think about a specific example of an argument that you had, or maybe a date night that you had or something along those lines, you could ask these three questions. You could, if you're really working to improve your health and your energy and your vibrancy, right? You could do this with your nutrition. You could do this with your workout routine. You could do this just with your daily habits, right? There's so many different ways that you could apply this. It just is what makes the most sense for you to focus on right now. And then go and ask yourself these three questions. Question number one is, what went well? Okay. What went well? So if we're thinking of date night, what went well on date night? If we're thinking of an argument that you had, what went well? It kind of seems like a funny question to ask in that situation, but truly, like, this is again where you can start to have that self-awareness and you can see yourself. You can see possibly like how that other person would perceive you. It will get you looking at things from a different perspective. And that a lot of times is going to help give you better information. Okay. If you're looking at your nutrition from yesterday or your sleep from yesterday or your habits from yesterday, what went well? Okay. Write out all the things that your brain offers up when you ask yourself that question of what went well. Okay. Question number two, what didn't go well? So again, whatever specific example that you're thinking of, ask yourself that question. You've already figured out what went well. Now, what's the things that didn't go so well? And write all of those things out. Okay. Again, this gets you looking at yourself, at the situation, at whatever you are applying this to. It gets you looking at it from different angles and different perspectives, which is the thing that is going to help you improve your overall self-awareness. Okay. Third question is, what is one thing that I can take a step to improve next time? What is one thing that I can take a step to improve next time? So this helps you look for solutions and be action oriented and really learn from what it is that you just came up with, right? So what is one thing that I can take a step to improve next time? Very simple, three very simple questions. I want you to apply this to an area of your life that you feel would be beneficial to have more fulfillment in, more confidence in. You'd like to be more creative in that area, just feel more vibrant, more solution oriented. If you'd like to be a better communicator, right? If you overall have an area of your life that you would like to experience more happiness in, become more self-aware in that area. Become a more self-aware person overall, of course, but apply this to one area and start there, okay? So we went through the three questions that you can ask yourself to improve your overall self-awareness. And then I'm going to give you one thing that you want to avoid, and that is focusing in on why, okay? Focusing in on why is this happening? Why are we always fighting? Why do I always mess up? Why do I always, not do my workout? Why am I always tired? Why did things go the way they did, right? A lot of times when we are in that headspace of asking why instead of what, the why can put us into a place of judgment instead of curiosity. What typically curiosity, why in this perspective, a lot of times puts us into a place, a headspace of judgment, right? And so that a lot of times can get us to be looking for a problem and focusing on a problem, right? Instead of just being objective and looking at the situation from different angles and just being curious. And that really is the thing with self-awareness that you're wanting to do. You're not wanting to judge. You're not wanting to, you know, necessarily bring emotions into things. You just want to get curious and look at what's going on here. How can I look at this from different angles? And again, sometimes when we ask ourselves, why is this happening? Why does this always go this way? Why are we doing this, right? You're looking for a problem instead of just looking at it objectively and being able to see things with more clarity. All right. So hopefully this episode, hopefully you take action on it, to be honest with you. Hopefully you take these three questions, you take a little bit of time and you can either think on them. I would journal, right? That's one of the most powerful things that you can do is get pen to paper, ask yourself these questions that are really specific, to whatever area of your life that you want to have a little more self-awareness. Even just do this on what went well yesterday, what didn't go well, and what's one thing that you could take a step to improve for tomorrow, right? Journal those things out. Avoid the why that feels like judgment, that feels like looking for a problem, that feels emotionally driven, right? And implement this into your life. All right. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. And I hope you get some value out of this. And I'll talk to you on the next episode.